All right, team, welcome to today's Instant Reaction Podcast here on the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast Network. Of course, we are, as always, every Saturday, brought to you by our friends at the McFarland Clinic. You can hear Dr. Warmy, Dr. Greenwald, Dr. Buck. They join us every Thursday night and talk Cyclones with us on our Cyclone Fanatic radio show. Heard on 1460 KXNO. Love our friends at the McFarland Clinic. They've been great supporters of ours for years, and they are the doctors down there working on the Cyclones. 26-13 was your final today. Iowa State kind of hung on in a – it wasn't a pretty game at all. It was not an aesthetically pleasing football game for Iowa State to hold on to beat Akron today. There's – not a ton to analyze offensively, and that's probably not a good thing with the road trip to TCU. I kind of felt like, you know, Iowa State took, you know, a couple steps forward last week in that loss to Oklahoma. Offensively, it was encouraging to see them move the ball and look creative. They were going downfield. Zeb Nolan threw for 360 yards, and then I felt like they took those steps back today. It looked a little bit more like that offense that we saw against Iowa. However, you know, clearly you're not playing as good of a team. Looking at the stats, you know, Zeb Nolan was okay. He was 26 for 34 for 233 yards, so it's not like he you can scream at him or anything about his numbers. It just didn't seem incredibly aggressive today. There wasn't the vertical passing game that Iowa State really had success with against Oklahoma. Just really wasn't there. They weren't trying it that much either. Clearly getting David Montgomery going was a key part of today's game, as he had 23 carries for 107 yards and a touchdown. I'm getting a lot on Twitter, people questioning why David wasn't in every series in the second half. I do think he got a little bit dinged up there is what I was hearing. But still, I mean, he got 23 carries, and Iowa State's running backs on the day at 33. So, you know, he had two-thirds of the carries today. It's not like you can't run him 40 times every single game. And I do think that he probably won't ever admit it, but I do think Matt Campbell approached today a little bit of feeling some things out, getting ready for, you know, the next 2 weeks that are going to be brutal matchups. Road games in the Big 12, at TCU, at Oklahoma State, which at this point, I mean, if we look at Iowa State right now at 1-2, clearly, you know, they'd be 2-2 had that first game not gotten rained out. But you look at them at 1-2 and they are underdogs in their next couple of games, no doubt. They'll be underdogs in their next three games when you factor in West Virginia coming to town. It'll be interesting. We'll learn more about Oklahoma State. We'll learn more about TCU and West Virginia all here in the next couple of hours. But offensively, and we'll get to the defense because there's two sides to this game, and offensively, Iowa State is not at a place where anybody would have said that they wanted it to be on September 22nd. I don't think that is I'm being pretty kind right there. Defensively, however, a little bit of a microcosm of last year, I think, through the first couple of games. It's a team where it forced two turnovers today, and Iowa State held Akron to under 244 yards, 4.1 yards per play, 2.9 yards per rush. Akron did not get into the red zone. I mean, they did on a long play, but they had zero red zone possessions. You know, the defense really did what it did last year, and it's hard to, you know, we think of last year and you think of all the good things, but the defense was — thank you — the defense was really the reason why Iowa State was able to go 8-5, and the defense carried them today. It was a dominating performance by Iowa State's defense. It wasn't perfect by any means. There were some holes out in the secondary, especially in that first half, that if you know, Notice DeMonte Ruth didn't get back in the game after that, I don't know, fourth or fifth possession. There are a lot of holes out there, a lot of detail not being paid attention to, and Iowa State's defense really shored up there towards the end. Dominating performances up front by Jaquan Bailey. He had 3.5 tackles for a loss, 1.5 sacks, forced 2 fumbles. It was really good. A lot of positives with that defense. The one analysis I would offer that's interesting, it doesn't feel like Iowa State's being aggressive defensively. We wonder, you know, perhaps it's because they have so much faith in those three starters on the defensive line, perhaps, or, you know, maybe they think they need more help back in coverage. I don't know the answer to it. It does seem like they perform a little bit better when you're bringing that fourth or fifth guy from somewhere else other than just, you know, bringing three. It's really hard for a three-man front to get to a quarterback. The second half of the Oklahoma game, there was a big adjustment made. Didn't really see that. I do feel like Campbell got into a little bit of a ball control type deal today where he, you know, I don't think they wanted to press there much late in that game. I think he was content getting out of this thing with a win and you move on. Don't get anybody else hurt. Again, I don't think he'll ever admit that, but from watching it, there was just some really odd decisions made. And that's kind of where I came down on it. I'm giving him the benefit of doubt. A couple other things to note. It was in a really odd deal. I'd like to hear what Coach says about this. He put Brock Purdy in, the quarterback, for like 2 plays in the third quarter, and it was a really odd scenario because Iowa State was moving down the field, and then he just switched quarterbacks all of a sudden. And, you know, Brock played 2 plays, and that was it. And I don't think it was because of an injury or anything like that to Zeb Nolan, so stay tuned for that. I told Jared to specifically ask about that. I didn't get what was going on. They did the same thing with Will McDonald at the end, the defensive end. He played, I think, just 1 snap, but that you know, that goes on their ticker for how much they can play in the year. We'll be sure to do some reporting on that. But I mean, I don't know. On a day that started off really emotional, you get out of here with the win. I don't think many Iowa State fans will drive home tonight feeling good about the win, but it kind of played to that same recipe from last year, you know. You win with your defense, and that's exactly what Iowa State did today against a good MAC team, but certainly not a Big 12 team. And Iowa State's got to play a really good Big 12 team next week in Fort Worth. All right, let's hammer out our Ames Eye Clinic eye-catching player of the game. I came up with 4 nominees. David Montgomery had his first 100-yard rushing game of the year. He had a touchdown. Jaquan Bailey, Greg Eisworth, and Hakeem Butler were your options. I voted for Jaquan Bailey. This is a defensive win, I thought, today, and he was dominant up front, being double-teamed for much of the game, freeing up space for his teammates. He was awesome today. That was one of his best games that he's played, I believe. Right now, you guys have voted on Hakeem Butler. He had 6 receptions, 86 yards, 88 yards, caught his 3rd touchdown pass of the season. He's got 33% of the vote right now as I record this Instant Reaction podcast. Of course, we are always brought to you by their friends at the McFarland Clinic. Thank you for listening to the Instant Reaction podcast. We're going to have all sorts of coverage on today's game later on today here at CycloneFanatic.com. Later.